wherever you are, whatever you're doing, riding in your car, in your various places of business. Welcome to another episode of Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. You know, there's a pressing question that's been debated for years. Do schools kill creativity? That's the question. And as we navigate the landscape of education, I think it's important to explore this topic with an open mind. First and foremost, let's acknowledge the value of education in shaping the minds and nurturing talents of our young people. Schools provide a foundation of knowledge and skills that equip our students for the challenges of the future. However, it's essential to question whether our current education system inadvertently stifles creativity in the pursuit of academic excellence. Now, when we think about creativity, it's the fuel that drives innovation, problem solving, and artistic expression. And it's the ability to think outside the box, to challenge conventions, and to bring innovative ideas into reality. Now, regrettably, traditional schooling often emphasizes conformity and standardized testing, focusing solely on predetermined outcomes rather than fostering individuality and imaginative thinking. And in our quest for uniformity, we tend to overlook the diverse ways in which students learn and express themselves. And by emphasizing rigid curriculum and standardized assessments, we may unintentionally discourage students from pursuing their passion and unique talents. And as a result, many young minds might feel confined within the constraints of a one-size-fits-all system. Furthermore, the persistent pursuit of grades can create a fear of failure, preventing young students from taking risks and exploring new possibilities. So let's think about creativity. It thrives in an environment that encourages experimentation, curiosity, and resilience in the face of setbacks. Our education system should cultivate a safe space where mistakes are viewed as valuable learning opportunities rather than something to be avoided at all costs. Now, to nurture creativity in schools, we must rethink our approach to teaching and learning. And I'm talking about encouraging interdisciplinary projects, promoting collaboration, and integrating arts and creativity into the curriculum. You know, by doing this, we empower students to see the world from different perspectives, emphasizing problem solving and critical thinking over memorization enables students to develop their own unique solutions and ideas. Did you know that educators play a crucial role in fostering creativity? By creating an atmosphere of openness, support, and encouragement, teachers can empower their students to embrace their creativity without fear of judgment. Celebrating diverse forms of expression and recognizing each student's individual strengths can ignite the spark of creativity within them. So the question of whether schools kill creativity is not a simple yes or no answer. Education is undoubtedly vital, but we must also recognize the need for a balanced approach that values creativity alongside academic achievement. I believe that embracing and celebrating creativity in our education system is crucial for unlocking the full potential of future generations. And by doing so, we can prepare them to face the challenges of tomorrow with ingenuity, resilience, and innovative thinking. When we prioritize creativity in education, we empower students to think critically, explore their passions, and approach problem solving from various angles. Creative minds are more adaptable, able to find unconventional solutions, and unafraid to take risks. This prepares them to thrive in an ever-changing world where the ability to adapt and innovate is invaluable. Moreover, Creativity enhances students' emotional intelligence and empathy. For as they engage in artistic expression and explore diverse perspectives, they develop a deeper understanding of themselves and others. This fosters a sense of compassion and open-mindedness, essential traits for creating a more inclusive and harmonious society. And finally, by reforming education to foster creativity, we also bridge the gap between different fields of knowledge. Interdisciplinary approaches encourage students to connect ideas from various subjects, leading to a more holistic understanding of the world. And this knowledge can pave the way for groundbreaking discoveries and advancements in science, technology, and the arts. In essence, embracing creativity in education is an investment in the future. It equips our youth with the skills and mindset needed to tackle global challenges, such as climate change, technological disruptions, and social inequality. And finally, by nurturing creativity in schools, we are nurturing the architects of a brighter and more innovative world. Have a blessed week, everybody.
Podcast listeners, there's a new and inspiring podcast that you will want to add to your playlist, Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. During each episode of this podcast, they talk about inspiration, leadership, and management tips. Charlie Perkins and guests will also have fun and try to enhance your life in a positive way. Host Charlie Perkins shares fun stories and insight that you will truly appreciate. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins, available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and your favorite podcast platform. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. Add the podcast to your playlist right now.